Great.
Thank you.
All right. So listen, it's good to get everybody back in the building today and start the off-season program. These are not mandatory workouts, so it was good to see the turnout that we had and the effort that the guys put in, not only in the meeting room but also in the weight room and conditioning program. So they're in the right frame of mind to start this off, and I have no doubt that they're going to work hard to get better. And from a coaching standpoint, that's all you can ask.
What was the turnout?
Well, we had just about everybody here, really all but one person and was here, and so those are the people that we focus and concentrate on. Albert was not here. Yeah, go ahead.
What was your message to the team, man?
Well, listen, you want to start off with the base fundamentals of the philosophy that you're going to establish with the team, and so that's what we did today. We focused in on that, and then offensively and defensively and special teams wise, the coaches did the same thing there, and just establishing the base.
Andy, did you know
base philosophy? I did, yes.
Was that unexpected? Or you disappointed, or what?
Well, you'll find that I don't really get caught up in that. The guys that are here we'll work with, and that gives the next man an opportunity to get himself better and get ready to play.
You expect him in shortly?
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. I really don't want the focus to be on him as much as the rest of the football team that was here.
Andy, a lot has been made about, offense with the quarterback, and you're an offensive guy and all that, but can you talk about what you want to get out of the defense? This defense took the ball away less than anybody last year, fewest interceptions in the league, and just talk about what you want to get out of this defense.
Yeah, well, listen, we've all got to do a better job, and so and collectively as a football team, we have to do a better job, and so that we started that today, and it's new scenery, it's new coaches, and there's some new players here, and we've got a good nucleus of players returning that we feel good about, and so we started the process today of becoming a better football team.
Andy, how different is this for you personally? I mean, you were in one place for 14 years, and I mean, you come in here, and I'm sure at the end in Philly, you almost didn't have to tell guys what to do anymore. Is this how different is this for you personally, and having to start the program?
Well, listen, I mean, it's refreshing. It's a nice challenge. I'm enjoying that part of it. I appreciate the attitude of the players. I think the players have they're receptive, and I think that's shown by the turnout. And then if you would have watched them work today, you would have seen the same thing that or been able to see them work. You would have seen the same thing in that they approach this thing with aggressive workmanlike attitude, and that's I appreciate that.
What kind of homework were you able to give them, like guys like Alex, as far as learning your system and everything before they got here?
Well, the problem was you couldn't do that. Yeah. So when I talked today to you, we really didn't go over plays today. That's not what we did. We mainly went over philosophy for the offense. You talked about formations and motions and shifts and all the things, the protections that lead up to being able to put in the actual play. And again, you only have them for a few hours. And so tomorrow we'll start on the play. So what it does, it gives the players an opportunity to take their books home, and then they can look at the next day. They can stay a day in advance in their playbook of the plays that will go in.
What's Brad Childress' role going to be? We saw what it was defined as. It's kind of confusing when you look at the title.
Well, listen, I think not too confusing, in that you're seeing a new wave of football that's taking place in the National Football League right now with a spread offense. Brad has a lot of knowledge in offense of football and has spent time looking and studying the spread. And what he will do is he will help on both sides, both the offensive side and the defensive side, ideas on the offensive side. and then the schemes that are being used to help out the defensive side of it. And then he'll do special projects. So there, that's one phase of it. And then he'll do special projects, to, whether it's breaking down our red zone and by hash, by field position, time on the clock, all those things. You can he can do all those things when you're kind of in the crunch of a season. You get a sharp offensive mind in there to be able to do that and give you some suggestions.
On game days, is that a sideline role, or is that from the press box, or is he kind of one of those guys you can consult with during a game?
Well, I haven't determined where he's going to be, whether it's on the sideline or up in the box. Obviously, he's had experience with me in both spots when he was with, when we were together at Philadelphia. And again, I was with Brad. I was his offensive line coach when he was the coordinator at Northern Arizona University. So we go way back, and we both have a lot of trust in each other.
What's the recipe for success, Coach? You did it in Philadelphia, you inherited a 3-13 team. Back now with inheriting this team.
Well, it's simple. You work to win. And so that's whether it's on the field or off the field in life. I mean, that's what we're here to do. And so we're going to do that as a football team. You come to work. You come to work with a purpose, and that's inevitably to win football games. But to do it, you got to go through a process, and that's what the guys are doing.
Andy, you talked a little bit about McCluster since you've been here. What did you? Were you close to drafting him, and did you want to draft him when he came out of school?
Well, you know what? I was interested in drafting him. It just didn't fall that way. But I did have some interest. I liked him as a football player. He's a unique talent because he can do a couple, three different things for you, whether it's special teams as a returner or whether it's offense as a receiver or running back. And you saw, you know, what Charlie did with him the one year where he kind of mixed him in the different positions offensively, and he can handle that. He's a sharp kid, and obviously he's a talented kid.
Where are you at with the number one pick right now? I mean, how involved a process is that for you at this point? Deciding what you're going to do with the number one pick versus, you know, all the rest of this.
Yeah, well, where is it?
For you personally?
I'm glad John Dorsey's here. John is heading up the personnel department and leading the charge to that number one pick, and we obviously meet every day and talk through things, and so that's a big part of this, but also teaching these kids what you expect on the football field, I think, is very important, and that's a part.
Now, for the second player about Charlie Weiss, you said you looked at what Charlie did with Dexter. You said last week or 2 weeks ago you looked at what Charlie did with Jamal Charles. Do you run a similar offense to Charlie, or do you just thought Charlie did a great job?
Well, that year that he did, whether he combined it with some other thoughts or it was his thoughts, you know, he and Todd were both together, and Todd's a pretty sharp offensive mind too. So whatever they came up with, I thought was creative for those players, and they moved them around. So is it the same offense? No, it's not the same offense, but I like some of the things that they did with those two players and putting them in different positions.
Specifically with McCluster.
Yeah, Sandcastle.
Andy, was Geno Smith on campus today?
No, he's not. He's not. He'll come in later this evening, and then we'll have a chance to be with him tomorrow.
Andy, specifically back to McCluster for a second, why hasn't he been able to get more done the last couple seasons? I know you were coaching somewhere else, but you've watched a lot of video, I know.
Well, he was banged up just a bit. You know, he played through it, and I think that story's been told. He was really put in one position as a slot receiver. I think his value and it's a tribute to him is that you can move him into different spots and where you can utilize his talents the best. And I think he's a kid that's going to – I know he's a tough kid, and I know he's a hard worker. So we'll try to put him in positions where we can exploit what he does best or we feel he does best.
All right. Thank you.